Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, our past director of Inner Sight, who passed away January 1st, over a year ago now. Anyway, open mic tonight. And the show where you can talk about anything you want. We've had trouble with the phone, so we're hoping that the problem has been solved. We won't really know until somebody tries to call in. This is Open Mic, Tuesday night, Inner Sight in the Northeast. And, you know, I heard something on the news tonight that really pissed me off, you know. Joe Biden, who is running for president, released his tax information before the debate. You know, I mean, that's supposed to impress people. It doesn't impress me. It reminds me that I'm a taxpayer, and millions of people like me are taxpayers, and Mr. Biden has everything, all the basics. He's equal. We don't, those of us who are disabled. How about all the people that have been driven from their homes and put in nursing homes, and they take all your assets, all your money? I'll bet all those people paid taxes, and they're not equal. They deteriorate and get crap food and everything else. How about the people who are denied service dogs and guide dogs, taxpayers, many of whom served this country, by the way, and the government doesn't do a thing to protect us? And the list goes on and on and on. You know, how about all the non-accessibility that millions have throughout this country in wheelchairs? Down in Pennsylvania last year, I didn't get to go this year because of this stupid virus. I may still sneak down there. But down in Lancaster, where it's horrible. I mean, every other place you can't get into when you're in a wheelchair. You know, the steps, the high steps, the old-time buildings. And, yeah, they should keep those old-time buildings. But they should make arrangements. Person with a wheelchair comes along, they can get in. You know. How about that? People who pay taxes. So, you know, I'm not impressed with people who pay their taxes. You're supposed to. You have to. That's the law, right? Well, what about those of us who keep the law and pay taxes and can't even read the damn traffic light on the corner? How many people would rebel against paying taxes if they didn't have the simple things that those taxes give them? And here's a guy who wants to be president, and he's bragging about paying his taxes. How about protecting us who pay the taxes? The millions of us who are disabled. What are you going to do about that? I guarantee you they won't talk about that tonight. Protect people's lives who are disabled in this country. I guarantee you that issue will not come up. And if I'm wrong, you'll hear me here tomorrow night apologizing. All right, open mic. You can try to call in 213-816-1650. We've had trouble with the phones. We're hoping that they fixed it, took care of it. We notified the Blog Talk Radio people. See if they're going to do about it. But this is open mic, and you can talk about anything you want. When you call in, turn down your radio, television, video, whatever it is. Keep it clean, and you know, you can voice your opinion on anything you want. And I think the debate is on now, if I'm not mistaken. I don't even know what time. Is it 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? But, you know, you can record that. You can always hear this show in the archive. So there's no competition with the debate with us, because we talk about things that the President of the United States doesn't talk about. You know, we bring it to the world. We tell it straight that all we want is an equal chance. That's all. That's all we want. You know, doesn't mean that every disabled person that goes out for a job is qualified or should get the job. No. But the equal chance should be there. And that means that everything that that person needs to perform that job should either be there or be on its way with a phone call to the agency. And the government should pay for half, owe us. They owe us the same thing that they've given everybody else. And that's what we talk about when we say we're not equal. The signs, the jobs, the guide dogs, the people thrown in nursing homes, and all the others in institutions. You know, it's a horrible situation. But the money's not being used right. Anyway, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Check them out, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Tom's River, New Jersey. And you want a great companion dog, or just a good old dog to watch your house. Service dog. Akitas make great service dogs because they're good working dogs. You got to, of course, get the right one. All right, Big East Akita Rescue.org. So check out the website. And if you want to email them, it's BigEast@Verizon.com, I believe it is. Or .net, I forget. But if you call the number, you'll get the email. 609-388-7004. Around the world, all the beautiful children. We remember little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ollie, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child and watch out for them. Take care of them. All right, I heard that some of the advocate groups had to go to court because disabled children were neglected in the school system, you know, and they weren't providing the education that they're supposed to get. And that's horrible, you know. By law, you're supposed to go to school, right? So if you're supposed to go to school by law, let's say you happen to be, you're disabled, automatically you should get everything you need from the agencies and the government. They should each pay half for it. Whatever the child needs to succeed and to be equal in that school, you shouldn't have to go to court for that. That's a damn disgrace to this country. How about all those parents that pay taxes? And you got to go to court because your child needs a piece of equipment or whatever it may be? That's a disgrace. I'd like to see the President of the United States straighten that out. And then you go to court, and let's say you win. Where's the enforcement? What enforcement is there? You know? You know, they have a stupid enforcement in the ADA. I remember when we were doing the buses, we had to sue the buses out here because they weren't calling out the stops and identifying the bus and all that. Another ridiculous, stupid thing. You know what their enforcement was? If the bus company didn't comply, and by the way, they still don't comply. So it shows you. The enforcement was they'll take away the federal money. What the hell kind of enforcement is that? So the person who works for the company will have to go find another job. What about us who need the bus? That is so stupid. And that's why this system is the way it is, because there's no real enforcement. What it should be is jail time and or fines if you don't do what you're supposed to do. I mean, everybody else is protected. Why aren't we? And I'll bet you any money that that's the same enforcement for the schools. Take away the federal money. I don't see it. That is not, to me, a proper way to enforce a law to make people equal. No, no. You got to hold the people responsible. You know, most people are going to say, well, I don't care. Go ahead. Take away the money. I don't like this job anyway. That's what they're going to do. They'll go find something else. You know, and the place will be out of business, and there won't be a bus or whatever it is. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to blame us. Make us look bad. They've got to change that. That ADA should be amended immediately. All right? In a site, some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, some of the people who have helped us. And, of course, my buddy Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty. If you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info about real estate, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And my buddy Anthony Kennedy. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? Oh, we got a good number for you. Take down this number. 631-484-3085. And you'll talk to Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of his program. All right. Dog food, cat food. If you're disabled and you tell Gary, he'll do his best to get the food to you. All right. Nobody Starved on Long Island. He also has a veterinarian that works with him. So if you need that kind of help, talk to him. 631-484-3085. Open mic, and I hope it doesn't turn out to be a one-man open mic. We've had trouble with the phones. We're trying to get them to work tonight on the open mic. The number here, 213-816-1650, Blog Talk Radio around the world. With Inner Sight. And we got a note I was told before I went on the air. Some company wants to know if we want closed caption. We would love closed caption, you know. But get the organization for the deaf and the government to split the cost and pay for it. You know, people don't have to pay to hear, do they? It's there, isn't it? If a person is disabled and they lose their hearing and they got to go by their sight, nobody should pay for that. That should be there. That should have been there already when the thing was created. All right? And if they claim they didn't know about it, well, hell, they know about it now, don't they? Why aren't they putting it there? You know, the organization for the Helen Keller is one of them. Let them raise the money for closed caption. Let the government put up half the money. Should not have to pay to be equal. Those of us who are disabled. That should be there. And that's why I'm totally against paying for any of this stuff. Because it should have been there when things were created. So, yeah, we'd like to have closed caption, you know. Let's get one of these agencies to raise the money. And petition the government to put up half. But you see, the problem is that all these places get money from the state and the federal, and they're all locked into a certain way, and they can't do things that promote disabled people. How many times have we seen that? You know, that's the problem with the whole damn system. All right? My own independent living center here in Suffolk County couldn't even help me get my dog's medical. Trained her on my own. They take away your guide dog's medical if you train your dog on your own. That's the system we have to deal with. With no law to protect you. All right. In a site around the world, and we're going to find out if the phones are working. This is open mic. But we would like to get some phone calls. We had trouble with the phones last night. And I don't know if they've been repaired or not. I don't have access to the guest line. Blog Radio refuses to give me access. They can do it, but they haven't. You know? So I have no idea if someone is on the line or if the phones are working, but hopefully my co-host gets in here, we'll find out. She can barely see it. Also. All right. Co-host / engineer. All right. In a site around the world, you want to try to dial in 213-816-1650. And I heard on the news that 100,000 bars and restaurants closed, I guess, throughout the country, you know. Disney Park had to lay off 28,000 people, you know, because of this virus business. I mean, where are these doctors? What the hell are they doing? They say 1 million people in the country have died from the virus. I'll bet you most of those people died in a hospital. Most of them. I'd say 90%. If they don't give you that figure, they should. I mean, what the hell good are these doctors if all these people are dying? There's something that they're not doing right, obviously. You know, you can't blame the holistic. And many medical doctors who became holistic, who didn't agree with the way medicine is being dispersed and the poisons and all that stuff, and you can't blame the holistic people because they weren't in the hospital when these people died. They weren't allowed to be in and to be called and to contribute, you know, to try to save somebody's life. So I really believe that this is a blow to the medical profession and a message to them, you know. Get off your ass and be open-minded and start learning about other types of healing, because there's a lot more that you don't know. You know, no system is perfect. No type of healing is perfect. But when you don't even reach out to try it, when you're so closed-minded and afraid of everything, you know, how many people were treated by doctors and given multiple medications and got the virus, and because their bodies were so broken down, their immune system simply couldn't handle it and passed away. You know, there's another statistic that I don't believe we have. So yeah, this medical profession in my book has gone downhill tremendously. I mean, how can you trust these people? Let all these people die. I mean, they didn't do anything to save them. Anyway, Inner Sight, very opinionated and outspoken. I mean, we're not saying that all doctors are bad. We're saying that bring in other people who have good ideas that work, you know, and solutions. That's what we're saying. We're not saying get rid of the medical profession. We're saying improve it. Teach people. Let them learn. Give them a choice. That's the key to being as healthy as possible. I've been going to, I haven't been to Dr. Liu for a while, but the Chinese, traditional Eastern Chinese medicine. And when you go there, he gives you the acupuncture. Now that acupuncture tunes up your body. See, it makes you more immune to viruses and bacteria and all that. And you can actually feel that in your body. You can feel that when you leave the Dr. Liu, you feel the burst of energy in your body and that the energy is being released and, you know, your immune system gets a boost. And then for certain conditions, he'll recommend, he'll give you different herbs and all that. He's got a couple of different teas, one of which prevents virus, and the other one's for digestion. So guys like that should be consulted, you know. Why not? He's a great, great doctor. He saved people's lives. He has a whole program of how women can prevent getting breast cancer, you know. This is what we're talking about. These people who are great healers, who are great doctors, should be part of the whole thing, combating this pandemic. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic, and we're trying to get our engineer in here to see if the phones are up and running. See, we have an audience that can listen to us anytime they want. So we have more of a listening audience than a doing audience. Our audience is not really a doing audience. They're more of a listening audience, which is all right. You know, people want to listen. I believe most people out there agree with us. You know, that this system should be modified to give people more of a chance, more of a life. You know, more of a feeling of well-being and all that, you know. Anyway, there's no feeling of well-being when you're standing on the corner and you can't read a sign, especially if you don't know where you are in a strange neighborhood. That's even worse. And then you can't even read the traffic light. You know, no feeling of well-being in that. It's scary. It's frightening. I hold on to my dog's harness for life. Dear life. And I'm a taxpayer, Mr. Biden, Mr. Trump. To my life. You know? Lost my job, became a street musician. The agencies denied me my safety. I paid taxes for years and years and years, and I'm still paying taxes. So where's my equality? Where's my everything that everybody else has? And the millions like me, not just me. One of the officials here in town gave me a message through somebody else, which I highly resent. You know, I'm not going to mention her name because the woman's disabled too, you know. But the message was, oh, there's not enough blind people in this town to put up the lights. You know, that's what she was told, supposedly, by the politicians. And you talk about equality. You talk about paying taxes. Talk about safety. Public safety. They have an office here for public safety. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for it. It's a bunch of crap. They don't care about people's public safety. Care about the public safety that brings them taxes. That's all it is. Well, we pay taxes too. But there you have it. You know, the reason why those of us who are blind, let's say the 13 or whatever number there is, the reason why these accessible pedestrian signals are not up is because there's no enforcement to put them up. That's why. That's why people get away with it. You know, we went to court a while back and won, supposedly. What the hell good did that do? They're still not up. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. If you can't call in, by the way, call the Inner Sight number, leave a comment. We'll try to publicize it tomorrow night. Our Inner Sight line is 631-224-3090. And brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, civil rights. Hope you don't have to deal with them. You realize how much time disabled people spend with lawsuits and going to court? For your life. Bahamonde, James, 516-783-9662. And he'll tell you if your rights have been violated. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. And right now it's a one-man open mic. So talk about all the things that people would talk about. I'm not a big sports fan. I used to be. Used to be a big baseball fan years ago, but baseball is a lot different now. It's all about money. You know, it used to be sports. It used to be athletic skill. And today it's more about money. So I'm not really that much into it, but I understand it's really weird that there's no audience in the stands now with the games. That's got to be a real strange feeling. You know, where is everybody? You know, how come people are not here? And I'm sure the owners have lost a tremendous amount of money with that. You know, because they, not only the ticket money, they sell refreshments and all that stuff, you know. So they've lost a lot of that. And the computer people have made money. Isn't it weird? You know, what they say is so true. One person's curse is another person's blessing. People have made money off this virus. Some of them fraudulently, you know, as a fraud. Filed false reports and all that, and claimed that they had a business and all that, and they caught some of them. You know, somebody told me, "Well, why doesn't Inner Sight do that?" I said, "No. We don't operate like that. We're not going to do that. We're on the up and up as much as we can be, and you know, do the right thing." InnerSight.info if you want to check us out. Television, our new television time, Long Island, Thursday night, 7:30. We're going to try to get some old shows over there. The studio is not open yet. They're still not letting people go into the studio. I don't know why. It's so stupid. But that's the new time, 7:30, starting this Thursday, October 1. 7:30, Channel 20, Inner Sight. And the Manhattan Neighborhood Network is still the same. Wednesday night at 11. 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You can check us out on the Eyewitness News website, New York, with Michelle Charlesworth. And the story they did a few months ago, I believe, is still up there. We're working on a story for next month, Guide Dog Month. We hope to be able to pull that off because none of the schools are licensed. Trained dogs, so the public should know about that. A lot of money is raised, so we'll keep you posted on that. Inner Sight open mic, and I don't believe we have phones. Hope I'm wrong. Stand by, we got to pause for a few seconds. Identification. All right. If you want to make a comment on the open mic, call our Inner Sight number at 631-224-3090. Leave your comment, and we will try to get that on the air tomorrow night. Yeah, around the world, and I guess the debate is on, or will be on. I don't know if it's from 8 to 9 or 9 to 10. They didn't announce the time on the news that I heard. I only listen to the news on the phone, CNBC, the business news, you know. So, be interesting to see. They're going to pick a winner of the debate. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the winner of the election. That's just a debate. But I wonder how many people are going to vote that way. In other words, whoever wins the debate, you know, they're going to vote for them. I don't know. I think people vote for different reasons. You know, what most people, I know this. This is the first time I've ever really thought of it. As a blind, disabled person, what am I going to get out of this? You know? Now, we've reached out to both parties, Democrat and Republican, to try to get them to stand up with us to change the way this system operates. And make people equal, you know. So far, nobody has responded, neither party. You know, I'm going to continue to try. I'm going to try another way. I have a pretty good relationship with my state senator, and I'm going to call him and see if I can get him interested. And maybe he can convince the candidate for Congress that it's a good move, that, you know, it could bring him votes to endorse the inner sight idea, which, by the way, would save the government money. So we'll see what happens with that. We're not giving up by any means, you know, because we're going to be able to say after Election Day, you know, that we tried. If none of these people come forward, you know, we'll have a clear conscience and be able to say that we tried to get these politicians to help us, and they refused. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll keep you posted. Inner sight around the world, and isn't the most important thing, you hear it every day, safety. You know, be safe, get home safe, be careful. You know, you hear it all over, wear the mask. Well, that's only part of being safe with your health. There's a lot more to it than wearing a mask. But you hear it all the time. You know, I think safety is the most important issue. Because what have you got if you're not safe? You know, people are concerned about the economy, the virus, business. I think we have to put more emphasis on safety in this country. And the more vulnerable people who need that safety are the elderly and the disabled. You know? So I think that's an important issue that the president should be addressing and the would-be president, wannabe, should be addressing. I think the president needs to be more personable, you know, more in touch with the people. That's my feeling. You know, down to earth. Yeah, he's got to be careful. There's a lot of people out there that are stupid and want to hurt him, which is ridiculous. You know, we're certainly glad that Mr. Trump is safe. That woman who sent him a horrible letter, you know, stuff like that is absolutely outrageous, you know. You see. But Mr. Trump, I believe, as president, should be more down to earth, more personal, you know, especially with those of us who are already at a disadvantage and then have to go and fight with these agencies to get the simple things we need. See, that shouldn't be. You know, we should be spending our time helping to make things accessible. The money should be there for that. You know, spending our time doing what we can to bring about the equality, and by that I mean work with the agencies and raise the money for that, and spending our time helping people to be more independent. And to be independent, you gotta have money. You can't be independent without money. Not in this world. That's the way it's set up. So these are the things we should be doing. We shouldn't be shouldn't have to be fighting with these agencies. We should be in with them. It should be a partnership. Because they need us as much as we need them. So that's the concept of inner sight, you know. Be there for a person who goes out for a job. You know, you go into a place, say you're blind, people are going to hire you. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? You'll be able to pick up the phone or dial your phone, call the agency. You know, the money is there. Government puts up half, and that's how I'm going to do it. Get whatever I need. You know, you want to hire me? Fine. You know, you don't want to hire me? You may be discriminating. You know, and to be able to tell that person, if you're found guilty of discriminating, you know, there's enforcement. There's very strict enforcement. You see, that way, the person, yeah, they may resent you and all that, but at least that way you know that if they can, if you can do the job, you know, that most likely they're going to hire you, because they don't want to get involved with all that stuff, enforcement. See, you got more of an edge that way. You come with the equipment you need. That you can get, you know, and you've got the backing of the law, enforcement. You know, a person doesn't want to get involved with that with their business. You know, I mean, you may go to court and find out that you know the person shouldn't hire the disabled person. That can happen too. But the point is, if the court rules in your favor, there should be strict enforcement. So there it is. That's the insight way and feeling. That's one of the things that we believe it would make people equal. All right. Open mic, sorry, without the phones. And we want to remind you to read Able News. Don't forget about Able News, the paper on and for and about the disabled and all that. Columns by experts. They got a calendar of events in there. I don't know how much information will be on the calendar, but you know, you could check it out. Personals column, where you may be able to meet some cool person. All right, ads about different subjects and all that. So check out Able News. You can get a free subscription online. Go to theablenews.com, get a free subscription. Angela Melanie, my good friend, who is the editor-in-chief of Able News. Check them out. Yeah, around the world in Inner Sight, one man open mic tonight. All right? That's how it has to be. That's what it is. You got to, in this business, you got to learn to improvise. You know, take it as it comes. Put it out there. You know, I mean, what do we talk about on this show? Talk about helping somebody have a full life. You know, with everything that you need. And we also talk about the person contributing to that full life by being, you know, if we were able to go to these agencies and say, hey, you know, let's do the next campaign. I'll help. You know, I'll help you raise the money. So it's about having a full life. It's about being equal. It's about caring about others too. You know, it's about more of a brotherhood among the disabled. See? Somebody said to me a while back, well, I resent people who don't want to come out and do the, you know, they were doing demonstrations and all that and you know, protesting and trying to get more money out of the government. And I said, well, what do people get out of that? You're dragging these people out there, disabled. A lot of them become ill, you know. Very difficult. I've been to some of these demonstrations, you know. Very hard for people to function, to, you know, you got to get up early and all that. And I said, that's not the answer. The answer is to get these agencies recognize us. And the person said to me, well, you know, a lot of people don't want to do anything. They don't want to, they just want to sit back. And I said, well, not every person can do it. Everybody's different. You know? You go to the people who can and who are willing to do it. You know, you can't take any blind person and say, now you're Stevie Wonder. Can't do it. It's not going to work. You know? Person may be willing to do something else. You know, if they don't want to do it, you know, you let them be themselves. they're going to benefit from what we're doing anyway. You know, not everybody can go out and be public and raise money not everybody can do that. You've got to be a certain kind of individual to be able to pull that off. So, you know, I told this person, I said, that's why I believe many of these groups are going about it in the wrong way. What have they got? The ADA, what, 30 years? And what do you got? It took me 3 years, 3 years to get a judge not to dismiss a case when they wouldn't let me on the excessive ride with my guide dog. The ADA? That's the kind of law that's going to protect us? You know? And then even if I go to court and win, where's the enforcement? What enforcement is there? You know? So, nothing has been accomplished in my mind. Nothing. You can't even go to a guide dog school and pick out your own dog and say, hey, I had this dog evaluated. You raised $100,000. I want the trainer to work with me. I'm going to train the dog on my own. You know. And 10 or 15 grand should go to the blind person for training the dog. You know, you don't even have a law to protect you. How can you talk about people have made progress? We haven't made progress. It's getting worse. Ever since this stupid ADA came in, it's gotten worse. You know, it's all bits and pieces. It's nothing solid. We need a law that with one shot you do it. None of this messing around. All these damn stupid courts and sue this one for you can't get in here and then go sue the other one. No. One shot we need. You know, that's the problem. One shot with a solution where the money is put into a debit card for the individual who's disabled, elderly, only can be used for the purpose of which it's intended. That's what we need. You know, everything else is a waste of time because you go and you solve one thing, 50 things pop up. You know, crazy. It's crazy world. One man open mic right here. Inner Sight. If you want to comment, call in, leave it on the Inner Sight line. We'll publicize it. 631-224-3090. You can leave a comment, concern, tell us how wrong we are, whatever you want. All right, let's see. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about jobs and training and how that's a half-assed program. Thursday night, we're going to give you the solution. We don't need nursing homes. Inner Sight has the solution to that. All right? Will the agencies step up and start doing it? You know, remains to be seen. When we get the funds, we'll do it Thursday night. Friday night, the funnies come around here Friday night and you get a good laugh. See, Louie would normally call in tonight and advertise the funnies, but we don't have any phones. Hope we get these phones fixed. All right. Inner Sight. around the world, and I guess tomorrow night we'll hear about the debate, you know, whatever that brings. I'll tell you one thing. If it doesn't bring change to how people are treated who become disabled, who are disabled, who have been disabled, and the elderly, it doesn't do a damn thing for the millions of us. You know, the same old stuff. It has to be a change, the way things are done. That's the only thing that's going to make any sense and give people the opportunity to live a full life. Because you'll have the means. And, of course, you always have the government as a backup. We're not saying, you know, get rid of that, get rid of the government. No. The government must always be a backup. They owe us the same thing they owe everybody else. All right? Inner Sight, live around the world. We got about, I don't know if we made 98,000, but we're very close to it. I'm going to say we went over, I think we went over 98,000. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for hearing it. Around the world, Inner Sight, and I want to thank my good friend Michelle Charlesworth, ABC News, for caring, for working with us, for putting up that story on their New York website. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. And thank you so much. Be careful out there. Be safe. Take that extra minute to slow down and figure it out. All right. Thank you. Inner Sight. And we'll be with you tomorrow night through to some people out there. We appreciate you. We thank our audience and all those who have helped us stay on the air. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.